We welcome you in the name of our crucified Savior. This evening, the church will gradually darken as we follow Jesus through the darkest days and hours, rather the darkest hours of his life, which are the brightest for us. Our Good Friday worship will end in darkness as we wait for the light and joy of our Easter celebration. There is an Easter basket on the table where the bulletins are. May God richly bless our worship on this Good Friday. We now read together Isaiah's prophecy of the suffering servant Messiah. Let us rise. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten and afflicted. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed.
We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter. By oppression and judgment he was taken away, and who can speak of his descendants?
And they made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich man in his death, although he had done no violence, and there was no deceit in his mouth.
Therefore I will divide him a portion with the many, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul to death, and was numbered with the transgressors. Yet he bore the sin of many and makes intercession for the transgressors. Let us pray. O Lord, on this holy night, our thoughts turn to your death and to the reality of death in our own lives. At times we may feel so helpless in the face of death, overwhelmed by its finality, confused by its inequities, frightened by its inevitability. Console us by the knowledge that your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, has tasted death for every one of us, removed its sting, suffered its pain, and overcome it by rising from the dead. Cause your good and gracious word to be preached and heard here and everywhere, that death has cast its shadow, bringing life and hope to those who know its darkness. Move us now in love to offer help and consolation wherever there is need, and accompany our kindness with your almighty power, so that those who suffer pain or loss may find their hope and joy in you. And bring us at last with Christ our Lord, triumphant over death, to the place you have prepared for us by your amazing grace. And keep us ever faithful to your eternal truths. We pray in the name of our crucified Savior. Amen.
The darkness of misunderstanding. On reaching Jerusalem, Jesus entered the temple area and began driving out those who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves. And as he taught them, he said,
"Is it not written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations,' and you have made it like a den of robbers?"
The chief priests and the teachers of the law heard this and began looking for a way to kill him. For they feared him, because the whole crowd was amazed at his teaching. Then a voice came from heaven. The crowd that was there and heard said, "Others said, an angel has spoken to you." Jesus said,
"This voice was for your benefit, not mine. Now is the time for judgment on this world. Now the prince of this world will be driven out. But I, when I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all people to myself."
He said this to show the kind of death he was going to die. The crowd spoke up. Then Jesus told them,
"You are going to have this light just a little longer. Walk while you have the light, before darkness overtakes you. The man who walks in the dark does not know where he is going. Put your trust in the light while you have it, so that you may become children of light."
The Darkness of Betrayal. When evening came, Jesus was reclining at the table with the 12. While they were eating, he said,
I tell you the truth. One of you will betray me.
They were very sad and began to say to him one after another,
Surely not I, Lord.
Jesus replied,
The one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me. The Son of Man will go just as it is written about him. But woe to that man who betrays the Son of Man. It would be better for him if he had not been born.
Then Judas, the one who would betray him, said,
Surely not I, Rabbi.
Yes, it is you.
While they were eating, Jesus took bread and gave thanks and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying,
Take and eat. This is my body given for you.
Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and offered it to them, saying,
Take and drink, all of you. This is the blood of my new covenant, which has been poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins.
the darkness of temptation. When they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Then Jesus told them,
"This very night, all of you will fall away on account of me. For it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and all of the sheep of the flock will be scattered."
Then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to them,
"Sit here while I go over there and pray."
He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee with him, and he began to pray and become sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them,
"I'm very sorrowful, even to the point of death. Watch and pray with me."
Going a little farther, he fell on his face to the ground and prayed,
"Father, if it is possible, let this cup be taken from me. Yet, not as I will, but as you will."
Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. He asked Peter,
"Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak."
He went away a second time and prayed,
"My Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away, may your will be done."
When he came back, he again found them sleeping, because their eyes were heavy. So he left them and went away once more and prayed a third time, saying the same thing. Then he returned to his disciples and said to them,
"Are you still sleeping and taking your rest? Behold, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Look, here comes my betrayer."
Stay, you see, behind.
darkness of injustice. They took Jesus to the high priest, and all the chief priests, elders, and teachers of the law came together. Then some stood up and gave this false testimony against him.
We heard him say, "I will destroy this man-made temple, and in 3 days build another, not made by man."
Yet, even then their testimony did not agree. Then the high priest stood up before them and asked Jesus,
"Are you not going to answer? What is this testimony that these men are bringing against you?"
But Jesus remained silent and gave no answer. Again the high priest asked him,
"Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed One?"
"I am. And you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of God, coming on the clouds of heaven."
The high priest tore his clothes. He asked,
"Why do we need any more witnesses? You have heard the blasphemy. What do you think?"
They all condemned him as worthy of death. Very early in the morning, the chief priest and the elders and the teachers of the law and the whole Sanhedrin reached a decision. They bound Jesus, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate.
Thank you.
the darkness of denial. While Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came by. When she saw Peter warming himself, she looked closely at him. She said, "Were you not also that with that Nazarene Jesus?"
"I no longer understand what you are talking about."
He went out into the entryway. When the servant girl saw him there, she said again to those standing around, "This fellow is one of them." But again, he denied it. After a little while, those standing near said to Peter, "Surely you are one of them, for you are a Galilean." He began to call down curses on himself, and he swore to them,
"I don't know this man you're talking about."
Immediately, the rooster crowed the second time. Then Peter remembered the word of Jesus that had been spoken to him, "Before the rooster crows twice, you will disown me three times." And he broke down and wept. Darkness of unjust punishment. Then the Jews led Jesus from Caiaphas to the palace of the Roman governor. By now it was early morning, and to avoid ceremonial uncleanness, the Jews did not enter the palace. They wanted to be able to eat the Passover. So Pilate came out to them and asked,
"What charges are you bringing against this man?"
"If he were not a criminal, we would not have handed him over to you."
"Take him yourselves and judge him by your own law."
"But we have no
This happened so that the words Jesus had spoken, indicating the kind of death he was going to die, be fulfilled. Pilate then went back inside the palace, summoned Jesus, and asked him,
"Are you the king of the Jews?
Is this your own idea, or did someone talk to you about me?
Am I a Jew? It was your people and your chief priests who handed you over to me. What is it that you have done?"
"My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest, but my kingdom is from another place."
"You are a king then?"
"Yes, I am a king. In fact, for this reason I was born, and for this reason I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. And whoever is on the side of truth listens to me."
"What is truth?"
With this, he went out again to the Jews and said,
"I find no basis for a charge against him, but it is your custom for me to release to you one prisoner at the time of Passover. Do you want me to release the king of the Jews?"
"No, not him. Give us Barabbas."
Then Pilate took Jesus and had him flogged. The darkness of rejection. Pilate called together the chief priests, the rulers of the people, and said to them,
"You brought me this man as one who is inciting the people to rebellion. I have examined him in your presence and have found no basis for your charges against him. Neither has Herod, for he sent him back to us, as you can see. He has done nothing to deserve death. Therefore, I will punish him and then release him.
But they kept shouting,
"Crucify him! Crucify him!"
And their shouts prevailed. So Pilate decided to grant their demand. The darkness of the cross. When they came to a place called the Skull, there they crucified him, along with the other criminals, one on the right and the other on the left. Jesus said,
"Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing."
Yet one of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him.
"Aren't you the Christ? Save yourself and us."
But the other criminal rebuked him.
"Don't you fear God, since you are under the same sentence? We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong. Jesus,
truly, truly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise."
When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother,
"Dear woman, here is your son."
And to the disciple,
"And here is your mother."
From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. From the sixth hour until the ninth hour, darkness came over all the land. About the ninth hour, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, Ele, ele, lama sabachthani, which means,
my God, why have you forsaken me?
Knowing that all had now been completed, and so that the scripture would be fulfilled, Jesus said,
I am thirsty. It is finished. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit.
Sweet dreams.
the darkness of death. Now there was a man named Joseph, a member of the council, a good and upright man, who had not consented to their decision. He came from the Judean town of Arimathea, and he was waiting for the kingdom of God. Going to Pilate, he asked for Jesus' body. Then he took it down, wrapped it in linen cloth, and placed it in a tomb cut in a rock in which no one had yet been laid. It was now preparation day, and the Sabbath was about to begin. The women who had come with Jesus from Galilee followed and saw the tomb and how his body was laid in it. Then they went home and prepared spices and perfumes, and they rested on the Sabbath in obedience to the commandment.